So, how are you doing today? I'm not asking in a social, polite way. I mean, how are you really feeling? How are you doing? God knows, but He wants you to tell Him. Do you feel down? When people feel down, they feel tempted to give up. A guaranteed way to feel your worst is to magnify problems and feelings instead of God and His Word. So, even if you don't feel like it, look up to Jesus. Focus on God's Word. Perhaps you feel weary and burned out. Return to the Lord you love. Rest in Him. Be sure to pour out your heart to Him. Let go of unforgiveness and go to Jesus. Give it all to Him, and He'll help you forgive all and win. Or maybe it's something else. Maybe you've been told terrible news, or someone has hurt your feelings deeply enough that you've even questioned your calling. If you're feeling that way today, dare to listen. Don't give up. Everything good done out of love for our Lord Jesus is noticed by Him. No act of service is too small. Keep up the good work and also get some good rest. Keep loving Him and neighbor because it matters. Yes, it matters. You matter, no matter what. God's love for you has not changed. Take God's word to heart, for God is not unjust so as to forget your work and the love which you have shown for His name in ministering to the needs of the saints, God's people, as you do. 1 Peter 4:8. Above all, have fervent and unfailing love for one another, because love covers a multitude of sins. It overlooks unkindness and unselfishly seeks the best for others. Philippians 3:12-14. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider that I've made it my own yet, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the heavenly prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. For all of us who know Jesus, the best is yet to be. Dare to hope in Jesus, no matter how you feel. Look up. Don't give up. Look up to Jesus. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You that You are You, that You never change, that You are working all things together for our good, for all of us who know You, Lord Jesus. And I pray for those who do not know You yet. I pray right now with them, Lord Jesus, we confess our sins. We need You to save us, forgive us, and make us new. Completely. Just please be our Savior and Lord. We submit ourselves to You. We repent. We turn away from sin and turn to You. We recognize that we can do nothing to earn our salvation and that You did everything on the cross for us and that You did that in our place. So we receive You, Lord Jesus, and thank You for that gift of eternal life. We confess You as Lord, that You are God. And there is no other, that You are going to make all things right in the end. And Lord, I pray for all those listening. I pray for all those hurts, all those griefs that are on their hearts. Lord, please heal hearts, comfort hearts, so that they can then share that comfort with others. Refresh us all in You, Lord. We just bless Your name together. Ask for Your best for all prayer requests sent to Praying Pals. Pray for all pastors and leaders. Pray for Your best for each one. We thank You that even when we feel our worst, You are still thinking of what's best and working all things together for our good as we love You and trust in You. So we bless Your name together. In Jesus' name, amen. Prayer tip of the week. Remember that when you feel your worst, that God still wants His best for you and is working behind the scenes on your behalf. So get some rest somehow and focus on Him. Turn on some worship music and really, really worship the Lord and focus on Him and a character trait of His that is an answer to your heart's cry. He is with you. He is for you. He will not forsake you. God bless you, my friends.